Tonight's opening tip-off presented by Hy-Vee, a proud supporter of Illinois State Redbird basketball. Hy-Vee, with its a helpful smile in every aisle. It's 6'7", Aruna Sissoko, and 6'6", Titan Anderson, the toss, the tap, and the opening touch. Controlled by Illinois State, the Birds will attack the basket to our right, and we are underway in this opening round of the Valley. Burford knifing down the lane, reverse layup attempt. It crawled out, left it short. And the Birds come up empty on their first touch of the afternoon. Panthers attacking forward court left. Just underway here on a Thursday in the opening matchup of the Valley Tournament. Betts above the arc on the left-hand side. He draws Sissoko defensively. One dribble now picks it up back to the basket. Pitches to Bowen Bourne. Between the legs and the dribble, left corner Titan Anderson. Head and shoulder fake back to Bourne. Left point three on the way. It rattles and falls. Bourne knocks it down over Malachi Poindexter. The 72nd three ball out of the hands of Bowen Bourne this year. And the Panthers draw first blood. They take a 3-0 lead. There's 54 seconds gone by. Here's Burford to the elbow. Plays it away to Poindexter. Rolls off a Lewis screen. Now feeds Lewis. Pick and pop straight on three. Ring it up. Kendall Lewis evens the score at three. His 15th three ball of the campaign. We played a minute 10 seconds. Tied at three. James Betts angles right to the circle, picks up his dribble now and flips out between the rings to Bowen Bourne. Quick burst of speed, drives by Poindexter, left-handed layup attempt, it crawled out, hung in the cylinder, and fell into the waiting hands of Aruna Sissoko, clears away the Redbird rebound. Tied at three, Birds the basketball, left to right here in this first half. Burford being hounded by Betts, Betts knocked it away, but Burford runs it down to the time stripe. Now goes one-on-one. Pull-up jumper from 18. It's an air ball. Goes out of bounds. Baseline left. The Birds give it back over to Northern Iowa.
Illinois State had great ball movement the first two times down. That time they got a little selfish, and Darius Burford kind of mishandled the ball all the way and then put up an off-balance shot from the top.
Tied at three. 18-17 mark of this first half. Bowen Bourne into the offensive end. Gives to Cole Henry. Henry shovels off to Bourne, top side guarded by Lewis now. Here's Duax, jump stop in the lane, ran it up with a right hand shot, didn't go, but a whistle and a foul first. I believe they're going to get Seneca Knight with a personal foul. Nope, they're going to get Malachi Poindexter. That's going to be his first. First foul of the afternoon on either ball club, and that's going to send Michael Duax to the line, foul line left. Going to put the Panthers out in front once again. We're tied at three. Just about 2 minutes gone by. Duax on the year. Just 55% from the stripe for the freshman. And the first one is woefully short. Barely draws the front of the orange iron.
Both teams coming out playing man-to-man as expected. I don't think Northern Iowa has played a play of zone all year. Illinois State very rarely goes to zone.
Deep knee bend by Duax. Second one is true. So Michael Duax, the all-freshman performer for UNI, splits his pair, and the Panthers are out in front by one. 4-3. Just over 3 minutes gone by here in the first half. Knight step back, 18-foot jumper at the left elbow, doesn't go. Offensive rebound, Kendall Lewis feeds it to a cutting Sissoko. Up top, Burford, he'll rise a three, rims out, and Cole Henry secures the UNI rebound. 4-3 Panthers, lob feed caught by Anderson, back to the basket, spins baseline, Seneca Knight knocked it away. Anderson got it back, goes to work on Sissoko, up and under, ran into Sissoko, ball knocked away. Anderson gets it up top now with 11 to shoot. Bourne off a screen to the foul line, kick it left corner, Anderson. Left-hander lets a three ball fly from the left corner and he hits it. Titan Anderson showing touch from outside. He's 27% from beyond the arc on the year. Just 8 of 30, make it 9 of 31. UNI scored four straight. They lead it 7-3. Lewis spins baseline. Left-handed layup attempt doesn't go. Got his own rebound. Putback doesn't go. And I believe Aruna Sissoko got the final tip. He and Lewis both went up for it at about the same time, but Sissoko got his right mid on it, and that ends the UNI run. 7-5, Panthers by two with the rock. 16:40 to play, first half. Duax catch and shoot three, right corner off the back of the iron, no good. The weak side rebound comes out to Aruna Sissoko. Birds with an opportunity to tie. They swing it left side, Poindexter to a cutting Sissoko. Low left, up against Anderson, kissed it home with the high arcer. Sissoko has four straight. And the Birds have drawn even with UNI, tied at 7, 16-16 mark. Bowen Bourne left of the key. Can't get loose. Flip up top over to Campbell. Knocked away by Burford. Gives to Bourne. Now Henry topside. Works off of Bourne's screen. Goes all the way in deep. Kicks it right corner. Anderson a three. Rattles out. Offensive rebound. Duax off the window and in. Birds didn't screen out Michael Duax. He picked up the loose change on the right block, put it off the window and in. He has three, and UNI leads it by 2-9-7.
Man, Duax is a great garbage man. He's always around the ball, loose balls, 50-50 balls, offensive rebounds. He does a lot of the little things.
15-40 to play first half. Birds trail it by a deuce. Seneca Knight leans into a right-hand dribble, guarded by Duax, gets a screen from Sissoko, refuses it, and now Duax, I believe, commits the personal foul. It's going to be a blocking variety, and the Birds will have it when we come back. Timeouts on the floor. We'll step out. 15 minutes and 30 seconds remain in this opening half from downtown St. Louis. Our count, Northern Iowa 9, Illinois State 7. Back in a moment, you're listening to Illinois State Redbird Basketball on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.